Psychology Science Minute, brought to you by the Psychology Department at the Florida Institute of Technology. I'm Dr. Sarah Arnett. Are you caring for a relative who has Alzheimer's or another disabling disease? You're not alone. Informal caregivers are estimated to number 25 to 29 million, one out of every 10 Americans. This gift of love can often come at the expense of our own well-being. Psychologist Peter Vitaliano and colleagues were able to look at 23 studies involving participants aged 55 to 75 years old. The researchers found a number of significant differences when they compared caregivers to non-caregivers. Caregivers had a 23% higher level of stress hormone and a 15% lower level of antibody responses. Over time, elevated stress hormones can lead to greater susceptibility to infections, as well as high blood pressure and glucose levels, increasing the risk of hypertension and diabetes. The U.S. National Family Caregiver Support Program encourages states to work with local agencies to help caregivers find information about available resources. If you are a caregiver, be sure to take care of yourself so you can best meet the needs of your loved one. Call 211 for ideas and resources. Make sure daily you have some activity you enjoy just for you, and go out weekly. If you are a friend of a caregiver, offer to caregive while they take respite.
That's your Florida Tech Psychology Science Minute. I'm Dr. Sarah Arnett.